It's just after 3. Another hour of Murph and Andy on 1460 KXNO, Des Moines Sports Station.
Sports and more until 4. Keith Murphy, Andy Fales, and Andrew Downs. Joined right off the top by the Director of Athletics at Iowa State University, Jamie Pollard. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Jamie, what has been the most rewarding part for you of this 5-2 start in the Cyclone football season?
Oh, just seeing the Cyclone fans be rewarded for their perseverance for, you know, a lot of years of hoping something like this would happen and finally kind of seeing it come together.
You had said before the season started and all the ticket sales, the records that you guys were getting ready to break again, you had said, what if we get good? Are you to the point in this season where you're finding out?
Finding out
how excited the fans... finding out how excited the fans might be, finding out just what it would feel like for Iowa State football if the team was good.
You know, I think I've always said, you know, Cyclone fans, we should never doubt them. And, you know, they continue to amaze us, and maybe we shouldn't be amazed by it because they seem to always answer the call, whether it's basketball tickets, wrestling tickets, volleyball tickets, women's basketball tickets, football tickets, bowl games. You know, they just always seem to, you know, to do the unexpected. And so maybe we should start to expect it.
Yeah, I was a little surprised yesterday when I got the notice from Iowa State Sports Information that the basketball season tickets had sold out, lost 4 returning starters, still sold out the basketball season. That's pretty impressive. Jamie Pollard is with us here. And Jamie, 3 wins for Iowa State football last year in Matt Campbell's first year. Was there a moment during the season where you just felt like, man, I hired the right guy. I knew it, and I'm seeing it right now?
Well, I think you saw it, you know, after, you know, the first 2 games didn't obviously go the way anybody wanted them to last year, you know, including the game that, you know, we probably really didn't even show up over in Iowa City, and the score reflected that. And in a lot of ways, maybe that was an opportunity for Coach to get everybody's attention. And because from that moment on, you know, all the way through this year, you know, we have yet to have a game where, you know, we weren't in it. And, you know, that's a mark of great coaching and players buying in and the team really performing at a high level. And so to me, that's, you know, been enjoyable to watch. And so I don't know if I would say there was any one moment last year, Keith, as much as it was, you know, just how the season played out. I know we only won 3 games, but we were in every one of those losses. And it felt like we were competitive. And so, you know, I envisioned that this year we would get more of the same of just being competitive. And you know, we have been that, and we've started to have, you know, things fall our way, which has been really rewarding to see happen.
You're a well-connected guy, and certainly have friends all over sports. Who are people asking you more about? Which story do they want to hear more about, Kyle Kemp or Joel Lanning?
You know, most are just you know, just they're happy for us because they know that. You know, Iowa State's one of those jobs, especially in football, that's just really hard. And there's a reason, you know, I've always said it, Iowa State hasn't always hired coaches that weren't good. You know, maybe there were a couple in there somewhere along the line, you know, I don't know. But, you know, I think we had really good coaches. It's just, it's a really hard job, and it takes a lot of things to have, you know, a lot of things had to be put in place. And, you know, I've said this over the last year that, you know, at least in my tenure here, you know, McCarney, Chizik, Rhodes, and now Matt, you know, everybody had to play their part to get us to this spot, you know, and Matt doesn't take the job if we don't have the facilities and the fan base, and we don't have the facilities and the fan base if Coach Rhodes doesn't energize it, and, you know, maybe Coach Rhodes doesn't get off to the great start he did that allowed us to, you know, get that fan base and facility process going if he doesn't have the great recruiting that Gene Chizik did. And if Dan McCarney doesn't, you know, lay the groundwork of maybe taking the worst job in Division I football and, you know, put his life and soul into, you know, getting us to where he got us to. And I kind of put it like a relay. And, you know, each person got the baton and had to do their job.
I agree. It remains a difficult job, but I have also said a few times this week that Iowa State has more things in place than ever before, and you can win at Iowa State, just as Bill Snyder was able to do at Kansas State. We're old enough to remember when Wisconsin wasn't the juggernaut it is, or Hawkeye fans of a certain age remember before Hayden Fry that it was decades of losing football there. Would you agree that everything is in place as far as what a coach needs to win here? If you have the right coach, it could be sustained success.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I mean, the I would argue the only thing we're really missing at this point is, you know, the rich tradition, you know, but, you know, that's what makes this job exciting for the right people and or this institution and the athletics program, the right place for the right people, because it's not just football. It's, you know, to pick your opportunity, but it's a place where you can, I said it last night on the radio show, you get to climb a mountain that maybe other people have fallen off on their way up or have been afraid to try, but there are spots on that mountain that no one's ever been. And when you put your footprint in there and, you know, put your flag in the ground, it's a really cool feeling because it's uncharted territory. And, you know, hiring people that really get turned on by those kind of opportunities is what it's all about at a place like Iowa State.
So how frustrating do you find it then when Iowa State puts together a three-game winning streak that a prominent national media member, in this case Kirk Herbstreit, says your coach is gone? Not could be gone, but is gone.
Well, what's really, you know, frustrating, I wouldn't even say it was just the national media. It was the local media, too. You know, and so, you know, let's not forget that. I mean, the local media ran with it as well.
Who ran with it in the local media, Jamie?
Well, I mean, the Register's headline on, you know, on Monday, I won't have it exactly right, but the Register's headline was, you know, enjoy it while you can, because he's going to be gone. But, you know, at the end of the day, what that just means is you're relevant, you know, and so I look at, you know, ESPN's tweet and say, you know, the initial tweet, I think, was actually complimentary, because a week earlier, people were talking about who the best, you know, young coaches were, and it was the guy at Purdue and the guy at SMU, and I remember thinking, gosh, you know, they should be saying Matt Campbell. And so a week later, they are saying Matt Campbell. But, you know, it just shows you where we are in this day and age. I mean, I didn't see it, but I've been told this, that on Saturday morning, Herbstreit picked the Cyclones to lose.
He did.
He picked us to lose on Saturday morning, but Saturday night he was pushing people off the bus. So, you know, that's the world we live in today. You know, it's like the Register saying that our freshman basketball player is going to go pro, and he hasn't even played one game yet. You know, and later in the year, I'm sure they'll write a story that he's underperforming. And I predicted, you know, that what would happen is, you know, the storyline this week, you know, well, 3 weeks ago it was, we're not going to be, how are we going to get bowl eligible? Then it's, how are we going to keep Coach Campbell? Then it will be, how come we're not selling the number of tickets? You know, and if we don't win Saturday, but we will win Saturday, but if we don't win Saturday, it'll be, well, how are they going to get bowl eligible? You know, so it gets frustrating that there's so much drama around the extremes. And that's, Keith, I saw your comments, and I really appreciated that. Is that was what was frustrating for me, is let the Cyclone fans have their time. You know, and there were so many articles you could have wrote on Monday morning, but to put the headlines in the main paper in this state that enjoy it because he's going to be gone was just really disheartening. Because I think you could have, even if you wanted to write that story, you could have written it in a much different way, but you wrote it really flippant, didn't even have the facts straight on the buyout. So that's the part that's frustrating, because our Cyclone fans have to experience that, and that's unfortunate, because I think Cyclone fans deserve better than that. But we got to, you know, those are just distractions. And, you know, what gets said in the media, either by ESPN or the Register or by you guys, doesn't have any real bearing on the outcome. So the players and the coaches just have to stay focused on what they're focused on, and they've been really focused.
Jamie, and I don't know the specifics of the articles you're talking about, but I do know, in fairness to the Register, I would say, like, every Cyclone fan I know or work with was reacting to those Herbstreit tweets. I mean, it kind of caused just a bunch of angst and activity and in some ways among the fans on social media, it seems like it was actually getting more attention than a road win, which seems crazy, but it's kind of the world we live in now.
You're
so
right. It's the world we live in.
Yeah, there were people in Cyclone Nation reacting to what Herb Street was saying, because my problem with what he did is he was couching it as fact and not opinion or speculation, and that's just not fair.
You know, whether it's fair or it's not fair doesn't really matter. It is what it is. And so, you know, the distractions, being ranked is a distraction. What I say this to our Cyclone fan base is we can all, me included, learn from the way our coaches and our players are handling this. Mm-hmm. They're acting like they've been there before. And, you know, we know they haven't been, but they're acting like they've been there before. And I know Cyclone fans haven't been there before, but we should just all act like we've been there before. And then that when you approach it that way, then the distraction's just, you know, it's fodder. I mean, it's a big deal. Let it go. And, you know, easier said than done, but hopefully we'll have a lot more opportunities here yet this year and into the future to act like we've been there before.
One of the things I've been thinking about this week, Jamie, is that I remember hearing you doing an interview on the radio not long after Gene Chizik was hired, and someone was posing you a question of, aren't you worried that he's just going to get hired away by a bigger program? And you really weren't, you weren't worried about that question at all. You had said something to the tune of, well, you know, if that happens, it will mean that I hired a good coach who did well at Iowa State. And I remember being pretty impressed with that answer. You basically said, well, look, for that to happen, that means that, you know, we were successful here at Iowa State, and would you rather be successful and everybody wants your coach, or be unsuccessful and nobody wants your coach, and, you know, you would clearly pick the successful. So what is the difference between, you know, I guess that situation and where we are right now with Matt Campbell?
None, because it's all, you know, I'd say that about, I wouldn't even say it's about a football coach, it's about employees. You know, you want people that working for you that other people want versus people you don't even want. And, you know, and anybody that's ever been in a personnel situation where you've got an employee that you don't want, you know, it's painful. I mean, I've always said personnel situations should be the hardest part of my job. And if they're not, then I probably need to get out of the business because I'm no longer a human, you know, because you're dealing with people's lives. And so, you know, having good things happen that you have employees, whether it's somebody really good in marketing or somebody really good in, you know, the training room or you name it, that they get other opportunities professionally is usually the sign of a really good, healthy organization. You know, David Harris, who's now the athletics director at Northern Iowa, is an unbelievably great administrator, and I'm ecstatic that somebody wanted to hire him away. Was it a loss for us? Absolutely. But you know, I'd rather have that than me having an administrator that I've got to try to find a way to get rid of.
That something similar happened to me, Jamie. Andy went to Kansas City, but then he came back.
Yep.
Jeez. Yeah.
Well, so Andy is a great example of, you know what, the grass isn't always greener.
That's
and
right.
There's some really good virtues about being in Central Iowa, you know, did we fault you when you went to do that, Andy? Absolutely not, because who are we to decide what's right for you or your family?
Sure.
You know, and we get so caught up in that, but you go, really? I mean, anybody that gets nasty about that, I always laugh and go, well, I wonder what they would do if it was them.
Well, good. I'm glad you're not getting nasty about it. So when people come to you and they say, hey, Jamie, do whatever you can to keep him here, we like him, what do you say?
Well, you know,
how much can you tell him?
Well, tongue in cheek, I'd like to say is I'll take your name, phone number, and address, email address, and we'll just remember that. So 5 or 6 years from now, when you're hating on me about something, you know, we'll just publish that list of all the people that thought Paul Rhodes should get whatever he wanted, right? You know, I get it. That comes with the territory. You know, and what I would say is, you know, just relax and act like you've been here before. because if you want Iowa State to be a good program, then this is a process we're going to have to go through, and people are going to want our employees, and we're going to do our best to keep them. And if they want to be here, then they'll be here, and if they don't want to be here, they won't be here. But while they're here, we're going to give them every opportunity and every resource we can provide to allow them to continue to, you know, to perform at a high level. And we've got a history of doing that, and we're going to continue to do that.
Jamie Pollard is our guest, and Jamie, in media, or we just had a guy come in and tell us he was changing jobs here in Des Moines because he's settling down, something he never expected to do in the state of Iowa. It seems time and time again we do hear these success stories from Iowa of people. I'm one of them who did not expect to be here very long, and now I'm pushing 30 years. What have you learned in your 12 years as the athletics director about hiring coaches? How has your process evolved on who to hire as a good fit at Iowa State?
Well, you just said it. It really is figuring out what's the good fit. I mean, if you would have asked me 12 years ago, you know, I don't think I could have said it as probably as meaningful. But you know, when you're new in that position and first time athletics director, and you're confident in how you got to where you got to, that you know, you just believe that, well, you're going to be able to find the right person through analytics and contacts. And you know, and when I think back to, you know, the people that were in our pool of candidates when we hired Coach Chizik, you know, they were all really, they've all turned out to be really good football coaches. Yet I probably didn't appreciate at that moment in time, of those really good football coaches, who's the best fit. And just because somebody's a good football coach at place A doesn't mean they'll be a good football coach at place B, because of just the culture and the demographics and the challenges. And so have a much better feel, I think, now for what really works in our environment. And you know, that's what I was referring to, is somebody that really buys into the concept of, you know, climbing that mountain and, can I chart a course that other people haven't charted? So, you know, that I think is a big part of it. And when I look at some of the people we have throughout our department, you know, I tell people that when they start, is if you think you've arrived just because you're here at a Big 12 school on the Power 5 conference, we're fatal and you don't even know it, because I need somebody here that wants to kind of has that chip on their shoulder to prove to people and to themselves that they can climb that mountain where others haven't been able to go.
Jamie Pollard is with us here on the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO, as we shift gears a bit here. And Jamie, you have a gigantic opportunity this weekend with TCU coming in town, and you have some tickets left to sell. A sellout would look awfully good on TV, and you want that crowd to be as big and loud as possible. What are some extra moves to make that you can make to get the last of these tickets sold?
Well, you know, number one, we aren't, you know, if it sells out, it sells out, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to have just a really great crowd full of excitement. You know, you mentioned look good on TV. I can guarantee you where we're at right now is going to look awesome on TV, because this, you know, the seats that are unsold are almost all, the majority are in that visiting team section on the upper far southwest side, which isn't on the television camera anyway. So, you know, and right now where we're at today is, you know, would be the largest probably crowd in the history of Iowa State that's not you and I or Iowa, you know, because our capacity, you know, prior to 3 years ago was 56-8. And so we've had five games that have been bigger than 56-8. And, you know, there were three of those are you and I, and two of them are Iowa. So, you know, I anticipate fully that, you know, the crowd will have Saturday will most likely be the sixth largest in the history of Iowa State for a home game. And, you know, whether it gets over the 60,000 mark or approaches the 61,500, you know, that will, you know, that would be awesome if it did. But if it doesn't, I know what crowds of 52 and 53 have felt like in this stadium. So the fact that we're in the 55,000 range right now, I know it's going to be a robust excitement, you know, very excited atmosphere. And, but that being said, you know, Mary Pink and her staff, you know, sent out an email to every address we had in our database that had ever bought any ticket from us in any sport, since we've collected all that information, you know, and ticket prices are as low as $30. And so that went out last night. And I was just down in the ticket office today, and, you know, their phones are ringing steadily. So we'll continue to kind of have that number go up. Whether it gets all the way to 61.5 or not, I mean, again, would be awesome if it did, but anything we sell beyond where we are today is just going to be, an added benefit.
With that South End Zone Club, I experienced a couple of weeks ago for the first time. We talked about it quite a bit on the show here. Well done there. That's a hard game day experience to go back to sitting in the stands. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to give that up. We paid $300.
It's like riding first class on the plane.
Yeah, I think we thought it was worth it and would do it again. It's really nice. You did a nice job down there.
Well, it's a pretty cool atmosphere, and it's you have your suites that are, you know, they have their own culture. You've got the Jack Trice Club, which has its own culture, and that End Zone Club, we priced it and designed it in a way that, you know, traditionally those aren't the seats most people would want to pay a premium for, but with the club, it justifies the premium, and I think, you know, it's a really cool kind of sports bar theme. So, the other thing I thought of as I was driving back from Des Moines from a lunch meeting, and I was listening to a little bit of your early part of the show, you know, one of the differences in the crowd attendance right now, too, is, you know, we had the mini packs this year, which was about 5,000 tickets. So, you know, you had that for the first two games, you and I in Iowa, and you have that for the Oklahoma State game. So the TCU crowd already started 5,000 tickets behind.
Okay.
And so, you know, and a lot of those people that bought the mini packs, you know, you buy a season ticket, or maybe your price point is I'm only going to buy a mini pack, or I am only planning to come to the, you know, three games, so I'll buy the mini pack. And so, you know, now you've in some ways taken that crowd out of the market, or certainly a portion of that crowd. I'm sure there's people that, you know, when you sell the mini packs, you hope a season like this happens, and then somebody goes, oh gosh, I'm going to buy another ticket, so I go to a fourth game. But would all 5,000 of those people do that? Probably not. So, you know, that's part of it. And so I look at it right now and go, we've kind of sold that margin back to get to the 55, 56 range, you know, and then the difference is really, you know, in the Iowa game, you've sold 4,000 tickets to Iowa. In the UNI game, you've sold 3,000 tickets to the university, you know, to Northern Iowa University. So the numbers are actually pretty strong. And 61.5 is just, it's a new capacity for us over the last 3 years that we're still figuring out how to, you know, to maximize the sales into that. We had figured it out at 56.8. 61.5 actually, you know, not only added 5,000 more seats, but if you remember, we took away two hills. So we really added about 12,000 seats that are at a higher price point than in the old days when you had basically general admission $10 tickets on the hill. So, you know, a 56.8 crowd 3 years ago probably is the equivalent to a 50,000 seat crowd today in terms of just what somebody pays for their ticket. So being in the 55 or 56 is really a true growth. But whether we can get to 61.5, we'll see.
So Jamie Pollard, just to put a bow on all this here, Iowa State about to play one of its most significant home football games ever. We in the media are talking some about Coach Campbell being a hot coaching commodity at the end of this season. Some Cyclone fans already have a little bit of angst about that. Some are frustrated. They're not just enjoying the season and not worrying about all that. So in the final thoughts here, thinking about all of that, what would your message be?
Well, I really truly mean this, and I know you guys are going to say, oh, that's just, you know, coach speak or AD speak. Yeah, it's a big game in the sense that it's for the fans and it's two ranked teams, but it is just truly another game. You know, whether we win or lose this game is not going to be, a referendum on where this program's going and what the future holds. I mean, let's go back, you know, to the drama around losing to Iowa and, you know, how people were changing their projection of what Iowa was going to do and what Iowa State was going to do. And here we are 5 weeks later, and who would have ever written this script, right? So it is a big game, but let's keep it in perspective. It's another step in the process. And, you know, if we don't win this game, you know, I can tell you our players and our coaching staff will come back to work on Sunday morning, and we will be looking to figure out how they can still get to 6-3 and then 7-3. And so enjoy it for what it is, but don't make it into something that it's not.
I agree that this game is not the end-all, be-all of the season, and the win at Oklahoma showed me that I truly never can be sure what's going to happen next on anyone's football schedule. So I agree with all that. But to the specifics of some of the attention that Iowa State is getting for having a talented young football coach, and the likelihood that that is only going to pick up as Iowa State's season goes on, what would you say?
It's awesome. It's relevant. You know what? We're talking about Iowa State football and success a week before the 1st of November. When's the last time you all did that on this show? So
it's been a while.
Yeah, so it's awesome. So enjoy it. Enjoy it for what it is. And you know what? You know, come Monday, I'll be as excited about the future of our program regardless of what happens on the outcome of the game on Saturday. You know, and so enjoy it for what it is, but know that we're on a much longer journey than what happened Saturday.
Enjoy the conversation, Jamie. Always enjoy your candor and that you come on when we ask. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, guys.
That is Jamie Pollard, the Director of Athletics at Iowa State University. He always has interesting things to say. I appreciate that.
He doesn't hold back. Yeah, you hear the passion kind of pumping through his veins, yeah, as he's talking, yep, about some of that stuff. And you know, look, if you're a fan, that's who you want on your side. I mean, that is a guy that he gets defensive, he speaks his mind, and I mean, you get the idea that he is a guy that truly wants to work as hard as he can to give you what you want as a fan. What else can you ask for?
And I'm a Des Moines Register subscriber.
I don't agree with what he said about the Register, but
I don't read every story. I don't know the two there that he was talking about. I missed those somehow. I'm sure others maybe did see them. I do know Saturday that the whole, not the whole, that'd be an exaggeration. Saturday, the cyclone churn from that Herb Street tweet on became largely about that.
And the other thing, I think you have to throw in, and it hasn't been mentioned, but when you're talking about most of the sports fans in this state, or the majority being Hawkeye fans, that's what they want to talk about this weekend. They want to talk about the Herb Street thing.
That's a fair point.
They are not only contributing to that conversation and raising the volume, but they're causing Cyclone fans to be more reactive about that conversation.
It's finding a negative at a very positive time for Iowa State, and again, we're not talking about all fans here. We're talking especially about the hardcore fans, and in some cases, the trolling fans who are always poking at the fan base on the other side. In this case, those Hawkeye fans are coming out of a game that they did not like at all. I mean, it was hard
to
watch.
Didn't like to watch it.
Yeah, it was an ugly game. It was poorly executed. It was coming out of a bye week. It wasn't what anyone thought would happen as far as
this was the bright light of their weekend.
Yeah, and we all picked Iowa to win that game, and not only did Iowa not win it, but it was a bad game to watch. So you have all that going, and then you got all this attention for Iowa State. So you're right. That's a good point to make. And the other things we constantly have to remind ourselves, there is the difference between the fans who are passionately tweeting constantly on Twitter and Facebook, and like my wife, who's the Iowa State alum, and
probably the majority.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
like my
they're
my
not
wife,
outliers.
No, my wife was like, who is Kirk Herbstreit?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, she did not know who that is.
Well, and you can understand the frustration. I mean, you've got this weekend where you just want to ride this wave of goodwill all the way through the week into the TCU game, right? I mean, you don't want something that's going to throw a stick in the spokes. And you know, to a large degree, that's what this Herbstreit tweet did. And so you react to that defensively. You get a little angry at the whole thing. It's out of place. But, you know, he's so far removed from this whole thing. He's just commenting on a another Ohio guy that he's watching from afar and throwing something out there. I don't think he has any ill intent about doing that. I mean, this is, he's connected. This is his job. This is people love the little tidbits that he throws out there. For him, it's just information, right?
Right.
And he doesn't, it's not his job. He doesn't have to worry about how that affects people back here. So, but, you know, you have to be able to take that in stride back here in Central Iowa and not overreact to that.
Andy, when we come back, we're gonna play Speed Tuesday. We're gonna see how many different segments we can jam into one block.
Problem to have on a Tuesday.
I don't even know how we're going to do it. AD, you don't either, but let's see what we do next.
Guess whose birthday, brought to you by Rockstar Satellite. You guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
Murph, guess whose birthday?
I guess tonight. A legendary footballer, won 3 World Cups during his professional career, is the all-time leading goal scorer in soccer history. His new book is called Why Soccer Matters.
Oh, that's mine?
No, it's Murph.
Man,
I'll take it.
The all-time leading soccer scorer?
Yeah, in history.
I got it.
I'll take a shot at Pele.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else would it be? You think it's Landon Donovan?
No.
How many football players do you think I know?
I thought it was Messi or something. Okay.
Pele played in like when he was like 17.
Pele is 78 years old.
He's 77. You get the point. Andy gets his rally.
How can I rule 7 kingdoms if I can't control Slaver's Bay? Why should anyone trust me? Why should anyone follow me?
You're the mother of dragons.
I need to be more than that.
That's Amelia Clark.
It is.
She's 28.
She's 31, so that's a miss. Murphy had the lead. Guess whose birthday?
Apparently your mother is amorously infatuated with you instead of your father.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
And he is 76.
He is 79, so that's a miss. Dang. And it leaves the door open. Andy, guess whose birthday?
How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are...
That's Weird Al Spankovic.
Yes,
he is 63.
He is 58. Murph, you win.
Yeah, suck on that, Andy.
Skip that game.
I think you won. It's too fast for me to really keep score.
Presented by Rockstar Satellite. Right now, let's line up the 3-point play, 284-5966. The 3-point play is brought to you by CryoVitality in Clive and Ankeny. Increased performance and faster workout recovery times are benefits of whole body cryotherapy. 284-5966 for the 3-point play. But as we line up the callers, let's get some more on our speed segment.
For more, brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines. This is General Manager Tim Bowes, and I can assure you no dealer in Central Iowa gives you more than Lithia Volkswagen. For now, back to Murph and Andy.
All right. Wendy Winterstein is the new president at Iowa State. Dr. Winterstein, she's 61 years old. She's led the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences since 2006. So definitely somebody that's been central to the Iowa State thing.
Does she have her pilot's license?
She hates planes.
That's great.
Won't fly. Takes a bus everywhere, as a matter of fact.
That's fantastic.
Wendy Winterstein. Doesn't that sound like a character from a cartoon strip?
It does. Wendy Winterstein.
Yeah,
Wendy Winterstein could have been in the movie Sandlot.
She could, yeah. Wendy Pfefferberg. During her 11 years as dean, she helped raise more than $247 million in donor support for students, faculty, and staff. So she knows how to raise money. That's big. Undergraduate enrollment in the college has grown by 90%. And the college's placement rate for recent grads has consistently been 97% or higher. Man, that's a resume right there.
That is.
Make her the president. She'll make $525K in her first year, which is about what Matt Campbell will earn in bonuses if he wins one more game this season. A sixth win. Wow.
One produces a lot more revenue than the other. Only one.
At least
gets
for
on
the athletics department,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the regular school.
Yeah, that's true.
At select locations coming very soon, Taco Bell is releasing the Chocoladilla, or the Chocoladilla, if you insist on saying it with a Spanish accent.
Yeah, it's the Kit Kat, right?
It's a Kit Kat quesadilla. Have you seen that?
I've seen it. I've never tried it.
I love thinking of new ways to put my children's extra Halloween candy to use.
I love chocolate and I love cheese. I don't know if I'd love them together.
Okay, one more and we'll be done. This day in 1901, 63-year-old school teacher Annie Edison Taylor decided it was a good idea to ride a barrel over Niagara Falls. Got inside, extra big barrel, had a harness inside it. She survived. She did it to make money, but she never really made any. Still seems like a really, really extreme stunt.
It
that is
sure does. My goodness. All right, now the three-point play. We'll get it started with Mike. Mike, can you name this sports voice?
I think what you saw Coach Campbell's statement today of just his frustration with some of the media members, both local and nationally, that have basically put a damper on Cyclone spirit.
Mike, who is that?
Jamie Pollard.
It is Jamie Pollard. Name this musical artist.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it out on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a good thing.
Mike, who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
Exactly right. He'll be performing at the halftime of the next Super Bowl. Name this television show.
Larry, I think this is a breakthrough.
No, it's not a breakthrough.
I think it's a breakthrough.
It's not a breakthrough.
I'm going to write down breakthrough.
You're writing down breakthrough. It's just a waste of everybody's time.
Break.
That whole pad, you might as well throw it. It does nothing, that pad.
Mike?
The Larry David Show.
Can't accept that, Mike. Eric, this is a chance for a genuine steal. Do you know the name of the show?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Where to your mother?
For the cold-blooded steal. I mean, he just swooped in there after the Larry David Show clue.
I was watching a little of that show today.
The new Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes, it is great.
Is it?
So funny.
A little bit worried that, you know, there's all those years between, but just picks right up.
Picks right up. Oh, yeah, yeah, picks right up. That was Brian Cranston there, his new psychologist. Yes, yeah, he's meeting with him, and it's really, really... Have you seen any of it yet?
I haven't seen any of the new season yet. I'm revisiting all the other seasons, which takes a while. But I do know that he said that on this show, instead of people just yelling at him about being a bald guy, he's now yelled at that he's a bald old guy.
He does look older. He does. He really does. It's still... I mean, there's no end to the topics that he could come up with and make a show out of.
He just always finds a way to make a situation uncomfortable. I mean, Larry always does or says the wrong thing.
He's sitting in the psychologist's office, and Brian Cranston seems to think that they're really getting somewhere, and then all of a sudden, Larry just decides to be fixated on the disparity in the chairs. Why does the doctor get such a nice big leather recliner, and Larry has this stupid little cloth half round chair?
There's a show right there.
I want to say, like, this season has been great, but it's just is what it is, right? Like, if you like Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's been a fantastic season, but there's been nothing like fantastic about it. It's steadily great.
Well, let's keep it going here. Speed segment on the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO.
Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales, home of Central Iowa's largest commercial selection. Visit them today at the
Rocky. Trending Iowa, Kirk Ferentz.
Can't even believe we're doing this.
Kirk Ferentz met with the media today. Among other things, he says he expects Josie Jewell to be ready to play Saturday night against Minnesota.
That's good news. He's the heart and soul of that defense. Heart and soul of the team, really. He's Iowa's best player. He's a midseason first-team All-American. Missed a game last week. Still leads the Big Ten in tackles. But defense wasn't the problem at Northwestern. The defense played really well.
The defense was just fine.
Trending Iowa, it's Big 12 Basketball Media Day. Chris Williams will be live from Kansas City on the Sports Fanatics next hour.
Big 12 Basketball Media Day is tough to get excited about for me in October. It just seems too soon. We just had all those media days with all of the schools regarding basketball. But there is one thing that came out of Media Day today that does mean a lot to a niche audience, and that's the Iowa State women's basketball audience or fans. The Big 12, Bob Bowlesby announced the women's basketball tournament will move back to Kansas City beginning in 2020. Bill Fenley has been pushing hard for that because since
it's so dead down there.
Yeah, since it left Kansas City, it's a dead tournament. No, next to no one goes. And it has energy there from, I mean, you've been there in KC when the women are playing.
Much from Iowa State.
Yeah, a lot of it's from Iowa State, and they had a lot of success there, more success. So that's good news for Iowa State women's basketball.
Finally, trending now with the Iowa Wolves announced their training camp roster. Some familiar names include Wes Washburn from UNI, Melo Trimble from Maryland, and Trayvon Jackson from Wisconsin. The Wolves open the season a week from Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena.
Just a reminder how talented those teams are. Wow.
Yeah.
Trimble. Melo Trimble.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's yeah.
in the G League.
It's good to have familiar names there, I think. The Wolves, I believe, will quickly raise the profile of the NBA G League team here, and we're giving out some Wolves gear tomorrow, right at the downtown
Y.
Yeah,
downtown Y.
11:30.
Haven't been down there yet.
Yeah, AD, we're just told to go there. What do we do when we get there? Just wait for instructions.
Yeah, well, I think you got to go to the store first, buy a bunch of Wolves gear, and right. then you go down there and hand it out. Right.
So we buy the gear, right. and then we'd be at the downtown Y.
No, yeah, you guys will be down there. I think I'm gonna try to get down there with you as well.
No, hang on. I didn't hear anything about you being down there.
Well, somebody needs to take pictures.
Oh, okay.
Prove that you were actually there.
Yeah, that's fair. So 11:30, downtown Y. Get this Iowa Wolves train rolling.
That's it for Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales.
All right, Andy, we did so well there.
Wow.
We have like a minute. How would you like to use, would you like to pick another nugget out of more? How would you like to spend
your minute? We don't have a minute. I'm over here.
Oh, you want to go?
All right. Let's go.
We'll go. We'll be back with the Andrew Downs audio drop, and it's like a drop on Brett Bielema's head.
This is 1460 KXNO.
Well, first I want to tell you what I love about Harry's razors right now. I absolutely love the fact that I've always got sharp razors right there. They come through the mail, and they're sitting right there, and I don't have to run out and then run back out to the store.
Yeah, the mail part's the big one for me because I forget to buy razors, but I don't have to remember because they're delivered right to the mailbox on our front steps.
Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why, so far, over 3 million guys have made the switch.
We have great news with this exclusive offer. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you a set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes the ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip, and the trimmer blade. I always use the trimmer blade. A rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. We've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Go to harrys.com/KXNO. harrys.com/KXNO.
Again, Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades. They want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover the shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter the code KXNO at checkout to get post-shave balm. Also free, that's harrys.com, code KXNO.
They've got you covered.
Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Time now for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. We call it the AD Square.
Yeah, things aren't going real well for Brett Bielema down at Arkansas. The Razorbacks are 2-5. They're 0-4 in the SEC, and everybody seems to be taking shots at them. Even Arkansas State head football coach Blake Anderson.
We can do community service from time to time. We go to a lot of the elementary schools and junior high schools, and we read to the kids. So I took a group of guys to one of the local elementary schools this last week, second grade class, and I walk in, and immediately I walk in the door, and there is Razorbacks posted everywhere. Now, I'm in Jonesboro. A couple times I say something to the teacher. I said, you know, be nice to have a couple Red Wolf logos around. And she says, well, look, I'm a Razorback. Matter of fact, my whole class, they're all Razorbacks. Everybody in the class who is a Razorback, please raise your hand. Well, there's about 30 kids in this class, second grade class. Everybody but one raises their hand. Everyone. And quick, like they've been trained to do so. One little girl does not raise her hand. Ask her name. Her name was Jenny. And I said, Jenny, are you not a Razorback? She said, oh, no, I'm a Red Wolf. Well, the teacher wasn't real fired up about this. She said, Jenny, now, why are you a Red Wolf? She said, well, my mommy's a Red Wolf, and my daddy's a Red Wolf, so I'm a Red Wolf. Teacher said, you know, you don't have to be exactly what your parents are. What if your parents were both losers? She said, well, then I'd be a Razorback. Is it too soon?
Man.
Is it too soon? I'm sorry. Hey, it's just a joke. Come on. Come on. It's just a joke.
It's time to give away the $1,000 Christmas bonus. Text the keyword LUCK to 200-200 right now for your chance to win. Standard message and data rates apply. All right, we have a quickie poll result. We've had a lot of participation on this. Emails, tweets, in addition to the voting, which is brought to you by WCI Pools and Spas.
What's the biggest reason that number 4 TCU versus number 25 Iowa State isn't already sold out? 44% say it is farming. 33% say it's the colder weather. 16% say it's TCU sparking no passion. And only 7% will point to the ticket prices.
Well, we...
as Jamie Pollard said, I mean, the ticket prices are reasonable.
Yeah, they are.
You can get $30 tickets right now.
We have a lot of... we have many emails to murfinandy@kxno.com. That's the Royal Mile inbox. Roy is just one of many emails saying it is farming for him. Roy sent a photo from out of the cab of his tractor here. He says, it is farming for me. I just can't afford the time right now. There is too much work to do. I will be listening to John Walters every single play.
That would be a cool story to do. Get a camera inside one of those tractors. Just watch some guy out there combining his field as... so he's watching the game.
Can you go ahead and call that for Channel 13 so that people...
call it, yeah, nobody else
yeah,
can
if
do
anybody
this story.
Else does that will know that you got the
we
idea
have the
from
rights.
Andy. Yeah, we've just taken the rights on that. Andy, not that fails, but Schaefer writes, I'm an ISU fan, but almost every farmer I know is an Iowa fan. Let's say that people
I know a lot.
That.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I know a lot of farmers that are Iowa fans.
Okay.
Yeah. A whole
right.
lot.
Well,
Travis says you can never go wrong attacking the media in this day and age.
Rick writes, I would venture to guess that the remaining tickets, given the quality of this game, would normally be purchased by Hawkeye fans if and only if the Hawks were on the road and there was a window for them to get home to watch the Hawks. That's not the situation this week. I bet if the ISU game was 11 a.m., it would be a sellout. Yeah. Rick thinks Hawkeye fans would sell this game out between Iowa State and TCU.
Hawkeye fans would sell it out? You mean...
they would buy the tickets to go watch that game, too.
That's strange. Julie tweets, I'd much rather have Kirk Herbstreit tweet my coach is gone than have Colin Coward call my team the fake ID of college football. Oh, touche.
Another Andy writes, Andy asked you to name another example of a coach staying. Well, he's not a coach, but let's use Andy himself as an example. He made it to the big leagues in his career and actually came back after a short time. It's not unheard of for someone to want to stay.
It's possible. It does not happen very often. I don't think that Bill Snyder has been a coaching candidate in 20 years for another job.
No, and he left K-State, and they went
he
right
retired.
Back.
Yeah,
he went
retired.
Right back to bad.
Yeah, he flat out retired. Wonder how old he'll have to be to retire for the second time, the final time.
Jeff writes, the rise of TCU happened in the early 2000s. Since 2005, TCU has finished in the top 10 six times. Only Ohio State and Alabama have more. Boy, that is an underrated program.
Brad says, I'm a farmer and I'll be there.
Way to go, Brad. But we understand some people can't make it. You have to put your life first. We get it. And that's going to do it for the Murph and Andy Show. The Sports Fanatics are up next.